Jonah chapter 2. When our strongest passion is to solve our own problems, we look for a plan to follow rather than a person to trust. Don't let the relationship with God enter into this way of thinking. Cultivate your passion daily, and you won't need to make desperate vows during a crisis. A little over a decade ago, there was a notorious mine collapse near the Chilean city of Copasio, where 33 miners were trapped for 69 days. Mario Sepulveda, the group's leader, and the second man to be rescued, remembered his fear as the capsule hauled him upwards out of the darkness, not knowing if the plan would work. On the way out, it was terrible, terrible, Sepulveda said. I screamed. I just wanted to get out to see the light. There are times in life when it seems to us that everything is over, when it appears that there is no way out, times in which we have lost all hope, when we are not necessarily in the belly of a big fish or in a mine, but suffering a long illness, an accident, or a marital failure. Situations which chokes us as if we were in a very tight spot and we panic. In such circumstances, panic leads us to cry out desperately for divine help. I cry out to the Lord in my great trouble. I call to you from the land of the dead, as my life was slipping away. However, the story did not end there. Each of Jonah's cries of distress concludes with a declaration of God's faithfulness. And he answered me, and you heard my voice, and my prayer came to you into your holy house. God rescued Jonah, and he will rescue you too.